An article on Marine Le Pen came through this morning. The French Court of Appeal had just ruled. Judges upheld her conviction for embezzling millions in European Parliament funds, but then reduced her public office ban from 5 years to 15 months, already served, clearing her to run for president in 2027. The guilty verdict held while the disqualifying power evaporated. Hypatia takes us first, Hildegard after.
In Rome, I watched courts absorb their state's corruption. The judges were not corrupt themselves, they were practical. They accepted a premise, a polity will not expel a leader, it electorally needs, so law must become an instrument of that necessity rather than a constraint on it. The machinery survives, but what has died is the independence of the judicial check. Once your courts decide that law serves power instead of limiting it, you no longer have law. You have management.
A court has convicted her, and in the convicting, handed her back the election. This is the shape I know. In my time, the church would excommunicate a troublesome bishop intending to reduce his power, and in the very act of casting him out, make him a martyr whose followers could say the hierarchy feared him. The instrument, meant to contain, becomes the proof of his threat. The institution shows its hand. What happened here? They cut the prison to almost nothing, cut the ban to 15 months, already served. The conviction is real. The teeth are gone. She can campaign openly, or she can refuse the electronic tag and step aside for Bardella. Either way, the national rally has a path forward. The court has neutralized nothing. It is only made clear that France's establishment could not afford to truly stop her. The machinery of law works best when no one notices it. Here, everyone will see it.
The story ran in BPC News. Judicial convictions often return what they mean to contain. The system working exactly as built. That's old news.